It's Wednesday, May 27th, 2026, and the news this morning is heavier on industry and infrastructure than on research. Holiday week is over, the markets are open, and the financial reporters are catching up on 3 weeks of stories that built up while everyone was looking at the encyclical. Let me walk you through four pieces I want you to see today. First up, the single most important story of the day, the information reports that Anthropic's revenue is now likely 35% higher than OpenAI's. Anthropic is generating revenue at an annualized rate of close to $45 billion. By OpenAI's current run rate isn't fully known, but it recently crossed $30 billion and is estimated to be around $33 billion today. Anthropic's revenue grew fivefold over the first 5 months of 2026. OpenAI's grew about 50% in the same window, which under any other circumstances would be celebrated, and which is roughly on the projection it shared with investors last year. But against 5x growth in the same period, 50% looks downright tame. I want to sit with this for a moment, because the implications are large. 12 months ago, the consensus was that OpenAI was multiple times larger than Anthropic by revenue, and would remain so. The model as API thesis was viewed as the lower margin, harder to defend business compared to OpenAI's consumer franchise and its ChatGPT subscription revenue. On these numbers, Anthropic is monetizing the API and developer business at scale faster than OpenAI is monetizing the consumer one. The composition is different. Anthropic's revenue is heavily enterprise, dominated by Claude Code adoption, the KPMG 276,000-seat rollout, the Gates Foundation partnership, the SpaceX compute deal, the Stainless acquisition, and the steady drumbeat of Fortune 500 announcements you've been reading about for months. OpenAI's mix is more consumer-tilted, with ChatGPT subscriptions, the nascent ads business, which, by the way, they announced an expansion of today, targeting smaller advertisers, and big-ticket capital partnerships, providing the headline narrative. Anthropic's looks like enterprise infrastructure spend. OpenAI's looks like a mix of consumer subscription, ads, and licensing. They're two different revenue shapes. The strategic terrain shifts on this. The developer and agent and coding stack is currently outpacing the chat app stack on monetization velocity. That tightens the read on why so many of Anthropic's recent moves. The Korea office announced today, Project Glasswing, the SpaceX compute deal, the higher usage limits earlier this month, read as a company pressing an advantage rather than playing catch-up, and it puts OpenAI in the uncomfortable position of having to defend a thesis that the consumer franchise plus the ads business is the right shape, that the market is now pricing skeptically. Watch how this plays out over the rest of the year. If Anthropic's growth holds and OpenAI's doesn't accelerate, the gap widens, not narrows. Moving on to our second story, three rounds in the AI inference layer crossed the wire within a single week, and Latent Space pulled them together as one trend story. Fireworks is reportedly raising at a $15 billion valuation, 3.75 times its previous mark, in just 7 months. Besetin is in talks at $11 billion, 2.2 times in 3 months on top of a $5 billion round closed only 3 months ago. And OpenRouter closed a $113 million Series C, led by Capital G, at $1.3 billion, citing 5x volume growth over 6 months. 3 months ago, none of these were decacorns. Now two are, and the third, OpenRouter, is on a trajectory that gets it there inside a year, if the multiplier holds. The thesis that Latent Space, the information, and tech crunch all converge on is this. Model serving has stopped being a commodity. The wedge that's pulling inference providers up is the same one driving Anthropic's revenue surge, while set agent harnesses and coding agents are the dominant new workload. They require routing across many models per task, cached prompt reuse at high hit rates, long context support tuned per model family, function calling fidelity that varies provider by provider, and observability that the lab's first-party APIs don't offer. OpenRouter sits squarely on the routing layer and is benefiting from the multi-model future explicitly. Fireworks and Baston are building the substrate underneath it. The Capital G lead on OpenRouter is structurally interesting given Google's parallel Gemini API stack. routers are one of the few horizontal across providers' infrastructure layers that Alphabet is comfortable backing. The pattern is unmistakable. The inference middle layer is the new picks and shovels play, and capital is pricing it as such. Third up, NVIDIA released the first independent benchmarks of its Vera CPU through Foranix today. Vera is NVIDIA's custom architecture, ARM-based server CPU, paired with the Rubin GPU generation in the next-generation AI factory platforms. The big numbers are these: 88 custom NVIDIA Olympus cores, 1.2 terabytes per second of memory bandwidth via a monolithic die, plus the second-generation NVIDIA Scalable Coherency Fabric, a 450-watt thermal design power, with less than 30 watts of that attributed to the memory subsystem. NVIDIA frames Vera as purpose-built for what they're now explicitly calling the agentic AI workload. Branch-heavy runtimes, sandboxed code execution, data pipeline processing, and orchestration of tool-using agents. That's not a general-purpose server CPU pitch. That's a CPU pitch positioned specifically for the workload pattern that agent harnesses. Generate at scale. Many parallel tool calls, each spinning up sandboxes, executing code, hitting databases, and handing results back. Laravel's Foranix testing, summarized in NVIDIA's blog, showed generational gains across code compilation, file compression, video transcoding, Python, Java, and database workloads. With the headline being sustained performance when all 88 cores are pinned simultaneously, the single-socket configuration tested came in at 450 watts with the memory subsystem under 30, which gives NVIDIA a platform-level efficiency story. It's now positioning explicitly against the dominant x86 competition in the AI factory. The strategic context, and Ben Thompson's Stratechery piece this morning, reads as commentary on the same arc, is that NVIDIA is changing its earnings reporting to delineate between hyperscaler GPU sales, where it's fighting commoditization, and everything else, where it provides the full stack including the CPU, the GPU, the NVLink interconnect, the networking, and the software. Vera matters because it pulls more of the stack revenue into NVIDIA's owned intellectual property, rather than shipping merchant CPUs from Intel or AMD into the same boards. The Vera benchmarks are the first proof point that the CPU side of the stack actually performs. And for our fourth and final story today, Nathan Lambert at Interconnex published a mid-2026 State of the Field essay called Some Ideas for What Comes Next. And I want to flag the first idea because it's the most concrete. Lambert argues that open-weight models still have not had their Opus 4.5 moment in agent harnesses. The December 2025 release of Opus 4.5 in Claude Code was the watershed that made the closed frontier obviously useful in agentic settings. And roughly 5 to 6 months later, there is no open-weight model that matches that performance at consumer price points. He uses the $5 per month tier as the threshold for explosive adoption. Lambert thinks the gap is closer to 12 months than to the typical 6-month rhythm where open follows closed on benchmark scores, because the robustness of the best closed models in agent harnesses appears to be qualitatively different from what benchmark scores capture. His second thread is that Gemini still does not have a meaningful competitor for its specific niche. Long context, plus cheap, plus multimodal, plus research mode, plus deep Google integration. Open models keep climbing on standard intelligence benchmarks, but there's no Gemini replacement in multi-provider rotor setups. He also covers the open versus closed compute gap, the consequence cascade as models become more capable, and the observation that 2026 is the first year that AI's real-world risks and disruptions don't seem to taper off into stretches of quiet. He frames the year as one where the rate of consequence ratchets up rather than plateaus. The reason I'm flagging this essay isn't the individual predictions. It's that Lambert is one of the few people writing at this level of specificity about the structure of the gap between open and closed models. Most of the discourse is benchmark-centric or pure narrative, and the operational truth lives in the middle. If you're tracking the open ecosystem, the Opus 4.5 framing is a useful coordinate for the next 12 months. And if you're tracking the closed ecosystem, The same framing tells you that the moat right now is in the harness plus model coupling, not just the model. Those are the four. The day's overall arc is industry and infrastructure, a revenue rebalancing between Anthropic and OpenAI that resets the strategic terrain. Three inference provider rounds that price the agent workload as a generational opportunity. NVIDIA's CPU side of the stack, finally producing public numbers, and a senior researcher mapping out where the next year of capability gains will and won't happen. There are also more than 30 other items in today's full digest. Research papers on alignment tampering and mobile MoE, and computer use agent training. Defense moves at DARPA and DIU, the Anthropic Korea announcement, and the Gemini for Science launch from DeepMind. If any of those threads matter to your work, the full digest is worth a read. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Until then, keep reading papers, keep questioning the consensus narratives, and pay attention to who's monetizing what. The shape of the field is rearranging itself right now.